Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. The time is 8:10, and with us today we have Representative Wes Keller, Bob Heron, John Harris, and myself, Kathy Munoz. And today we are considering House Bill 29, which is a bill sponsored by the Senate District B office, Senator Elton. And the act would rename the Capitol Annex, which is the old Masonic Temple, in honor of the late Judge Thomas Stewart. And would you please introduce yourself for the record and go ahead and present the bill.
Good morning.
She's bossless this morning.
Yeah, I am. Good morning, Madam Chair, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kristen Brissett, and I am staff to Senate District B. SB 29 would name the Capitol Annex the Thomas B. Stewart Legislative Office Building in honor of Judge Thomas B. Stewart and his countless contributions to the state of Alaska. The Capitol Annex was formerly known as the Scottish Rite Temple and is currently under renovation with an estimated completion date of August 31st, 2009. Tom Stewart was an exemplary Alaskan and extremely honorable. He was a decorated war veteran serving in World War II as a U.S. Army captain of the 10th Mountain Division Ski Troops in the Italian Alps, for which he earned bronze and silver stars. He served as an assistant attorney general, served in the territorial House of Representatives. He was a driving force behind the Alaska Constitutional Convention. Tom traveled around the country on his own dime to research and collect information on other states' constitutions prior to the convention. Tom was secretary of the convention, which was ultimately key to statehood. Tom served as a senator in the first session of the Alaska legislature and served as a superior court judge. He served in all three branches of government. Tom was known and respected for his character, wisdom, and leadership. As we celebrate Alaska's 50th anniversary of statehood this year, it's an appropriate time to honor Tom Stewart. And I have letters of support from Governors Hickel and Cooper, and Governor Palin has also expressed her support of this bill. And that concludes my testimony, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there questions? Great. Thank you. And here today we have Caleb Stewart. Caleb is the son of Judge Stewart. Thank you, and welcome today, Caleb.
Thank you. Chairman Munoz. Try not to say Kathy.
Yes, because we grew up together.
Yeah. We were raised.
Right.
I'm still working on the grown-up part.
You can call her Kathy.
Well, yeah.
Pardon, sir?
You can call her Kathy.
Kathy? Yeah. That's for me. I don't even remember all this. Madam Chair, through the speaker stuff. Mason wins. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, just come up and thank you folks for going ahead and do this. I just was told, I think you've decided to join on the cross-sponsoring, and, yes. And I really appreciate that, Kathy.
Thank you.
You know, it's pretty exciting. I'll be honest, that there's not unanimity in the family. One person wants trails named after him and thinks that this might interfere with that effort. She wants to come up and work that angle. That would be good. And I just, you know, it's kind of fun what Susan Burke said was that, you know, it's kind of touching that there's a Scottish Rite Temple named after a Stewart.
That's true.
Yeah. And then another thing that's fun, I mean, from a personal side, is that somebody observed that it will be Kitty Corner from John Diamond's building. You know, and those two old guys, you know, had a lot of time together.
But, that's true.
I shared at the last hearing that, you know, hopefully this is the sort of thing that is people who don't know much about history and the younger generation coming up might stop to ponder and say, well, who is that guy? And what did he do? Because, you know, it's all part of history, you know. And that's what gets people to stop, is there's a name there. So this must mean something and might follow up on it. So.
That's very true.
That's pretty much what I want to say. And thanks.
Thank you, Caleb.
No question to say.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
All right. And on the phone today, we have Katie Hurley. Katie, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hi, Katie. This is Kathy Munoz. How are you?
I've been listening, and the only thing I would add to what the review of the bill is that it was Tom who was the chair of the legislative committee in 1955 who saw to the fact that the convention would be held in Fairbanks, and that was really the key to the very successful constitution that was written to have the convention at Fairbanks. And he had heard that in his travels when he went around the country in 54 to visit states that had had recent conventions to revise their constitutions. And in New Jersey, he met a professor who said to him that it would be very important that the convention be held at the university rather than in the legislative chambers. And that really was a wonderful, effective tool that made the convention as successful. And I was the chief clerk and saw that effective work that Tom had done in the 55 session. I was the secretary of the Senate in the 55 session. So all of this is wonderful history, and I congratulate all of you and hope that this goes forward. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Katie, for joining us today. Are there questions for Katie Hurley? Representative, I'm sorry.
Keller.
I'm sorry. Representative Keller has a question.
Not really a question. It's just that I can't let Katie get away without saying hello and let you know that it's snowing in Juneau. I know it's really warm and nice up there in Wasilla. But
yeah, right.
But anyway, greetings and thank you for coming to testify.
Thank you, Representative Keller.
Thank you. All right. Thank you again, Katie, for joining us.
It's the first day of spring today, and it's not very spring-like, I don't think.
Yes, and I'll add to that that I knew Judge Wickersham, Judge Stewart. I'm sorry, I'm battling a cold here today. Judge Stewart was a good friend of my father-in-law. They had a lot of great times together. They were both adventurers, and they loved to scale the mountains and hunt and fish together. So they have a long history. And Judge Stewart was at my wedding and gave some beautiful remarks to the people gathered. I remember his sincerity and how dear he was to that event and that gathering, that very important time in my life.
Kathy?
Yes.
Katie, I want to add that he was a graduate of Juneau High School.
Yes, he was. And
he was a great debater. He was the editor of The Totem in 1936.
Yes, he was. As I was growing up, there were not too many people around Juneau that were part of that class. But
we could use him today to debate the governor. What do you think?
I was a freshman that year. He was a senior.
Yes. Well, he was a great man and a great father, very dedicated to his family and to his wife. He was a very loving husband and father.
And his neighbors.
All righty.
Like Jenny Dawson back there.
Yes. Thank you, Jenny, for joining us today. Okay, then. Can we have a motion, please, to move the bill?
Madam Chair, I would yield to the former Speaker of the House.
I don't have the bill in front of me. What's the bill number?
It's 29.
I'll just do this from memory. I'd like to move that we move Senate Bill 29/A from individual recommendations and any fiscal notes that may be attached. Looks like they're zeros. It's not the cost of redoing that building, though. I'll guarantee you that.
That's for sure. All right. Without objection, the motion to pass out Senate Bill 29 passes unanimously with individual recommendations. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? Yes.
Representative. I noted that, I thought I noted that there was also the daylight. No, we didn't.
No, we had a presentation scheduled on the Southeast Interties, but it has been postponed until next week.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But daylight savings time got moved back till the following week.
Yes, okay. All righty, well then, we are adjourned.